when we are confronted with false teaching, these days we're called mean and intolerant for pointing out false teachings. These guys would die for it.
Yes, it's not nice being belittled or being disapproved of or being excluded from certain groups. But let's face it, we're not generally risking our lives to make a stand for Christ these days. And when you think that we don't want to be inconvenienced or insulted or slighted for Christ, and yet there were others who were willing to shed their blood.
Yeah, these fellows would talk about false teachings, in this case Rome, because it was really the only false teaching out there, because it was really the only game.
There was nothing else
on the continent.
You know.
The way they spoke was almost unchristian sounding to our ears today. So either they had really bad manners, or we've gotten really soft.
I think we've gotten really soft, actually, when you look at it. What's happened is we don't love the truth more than we love the approval of men. And remember what the Apostle Paul said, am I trying to win the approval of men? If I was still trying to win the approval of men, I would not be a servant of Christ.